Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, MB. The Lucky Embryo, That Could Mom Dad Five Story by Sabine Hillegart, is a children's picture book designed to explain in vitro fertilization in a gentle, age-appropriate way. Centered on MB, a cheerful embryo, the book introduces young readers to the basic steps of IVF, including egg retrieval, embryo creation, and embryo transfer, while keeping the tone reassuring and accessible. Its purpose is not only educational, but also emotional, helping families talk honestly about fertility treatment, longing, hope, and the uncertainty that can accompany the process. The Mom-Dad edition is part of a broader series that also includes versions for other family structures. But this one is tailored specifically to heterosexual two-parent IVF families. By combining simple explanations with a keepsake-quality presentation, the book fills a niche that many children's books do not address: how to tell a child the story of being conceived through assisted reproduction in a way that is truthful, warm, and developmentally appropriate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book explains IVF without overwhelming young children. The most distinctive feature of this book is its effort to translate a medical process into language young children can understand. IVF involves several technical steps, but the book narrows the focus to the parts that matter most for a child hearing the family story. Eggs are collected, embryos are formed, and one embryo may be transferred with hope that it will continue to grow. This approach is effective because it avoids unnecessary clinical detail while still being honest about the reality of assisted reproduction. For children, clarity matters more than medical precision, and the book appears built around that principle. It gives parents a framework for discussing fertility treatment in a way that is simple enough for early readers, but not so vague that it becomes misleading. That balance is difficult to achieve in children's publishing, especially on a subject that is both biological and emotionally charged. The result is a book that functions as an introductory explanation rather than a full lesson in reproductive science. Secondly, a child-centered narrative that frames embryos as part of a family story by personifying the embryo as MB. The book turns a potentially abstract medical concept into a character-driven narrative. This is important because young children often understand events better through relatable figures than through procedural descriptions. MB serves as a bridge between science and emotion, helping the child reader imagine the journey from laboratory process to hoped for baby. At the same time, the character approach reduces fear and creates emotional distance from what might otherwise feel like a difficult or painful subject. The book does not simply say that IVF happened. It presents the embryo as part of a meaningful family journey shaped by care, waiting, and love. That narrative choice also makes the book useful as a shared reading experience because parents can discuss the story while connecting it to their own family history. In children's literature about conception, this kind of personalization is especially valuable since it gives the child a concrete anchor for understanding how they came to be part of the family. Thirdly, balancing hope, loss, and uncertainty in a family-friendly format. Another important dimension of the book is its willingness to acknowledge that IVF does not always end in immediate success. According to the available descriptions, the story balances joy and loss rather than presenting the process as guaranteed or effortless. That is a significant choice because fertility treatment often involves uncertainty, disappointment, and repeated attempts, even when the eventual outcome is positive. For a children's book, addressing this reality requires restraint. The book must be honest without becoming distressing. Its value lies in showing that the family journey may include difficult moments while still emphasizing hope and love. This makes the book more emotionally credible for families who have lived through fertility challenges because it avoids an unrealistically simplified version of conception. It also supports parents who want to answer questions honestly without introducing adult complexity too early. In that sense, the book is not just informative, it is emotionally adaptive, offering a gentle way to speak about a process that can be both medically complex and personally painful. Fourthly, a keepsake book for parents who want an honest conversation starter. The book is clearly designed to be more than a simple educational title. Its description emphasizes that it can serve as a meaningful gift and keepsake, which suggests a dual role: practical explanation and family memento. This matters because IVF stories are often emotionally significant for parents, and many want a book that can be reread over time rather than a one-time informational tool. The keepsake quality also signals that the book is intended to sit within a family archive of important milestones, not merely on a classroom shelf. For parents, that makes it useful as a conversation starter that can be revisited as a child grows older and asks new questions. It can support staged disclosure, allowing families to share the basics first and expand later. This is a thoughtful approach in a category where many books either over-explain or become too sentimental to be genuinely useful. By combining a child-friendly narrative with a lasting physical format, The book supports both communication and memory making in the context of assisted reproduction. Lastly, part of a broader series that reflects different family structures, the Mom-Dad IVF edition is one entry in a larger set of versions created for different family configurations, including mom-mom, single mom by choice, and donor-related versions. The series structure is important because it shows that the book is not trying to force one family into another family story. Instead, it adapts the core IVF explanation to reflect specific lived experiences. That flexibility is a major strength in a category where representation matters. Families using assisted reproduction do not all share the same path, and a book that acknowledges this can feel more respectful and more personally relevant. The Mom-Dad edition offers a tailored version for heterosexual couples, while the existence of parallel editions suggests a broader commitment to inclusivity across family types. From a publishing perspective, this also helps the book function as a customizable resource rather than a single fixed narrative. It positions the title as part of a larger educational project about fertility, family formation, and the many ways children come into the world. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents who want to explain IVF to young children in a calm, truthful, and developmentally appropriate way. It will be especially useful for families in the middle of fertility treatment, for parents preparing to share a conception story, or for those who want a keepsake that reflects a deeply personal journey. The main benefit is its ability to simplify a medically complex process without stripping away the emotional reality of hope, uncertainty, and love. Unlike many children's books that address family formation in broad terms, this title focuses specifically on IVF and the vocabulary around egg retrieval and embryo transfer, which gives it practical value for families navigating assisted reproduction. It also stands out because it is part of a series tailored to different family structures, making the message more inclusive and more precise than a one-size-fits-all approach. As a result, it is both an explanatory tool and a memory object, offering children a way to understand their origin story while giving parents a careful, reassuring way to tell it. If you would like to support Sabine Hillegart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.